Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Please, Composed with Love by my nephew, Miles Debastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. I haven't talked to you since the storm. Are you still battered and worn, or are you hanging in there?
As always, hanging in there, Cindy.
How was Northport? I know Northport was hit pretty hard.
Well, we lost power for about, I'm going to say, maybe about a week, you know. Finally, I think the day before yesterday, power came back late, very, very late in the evening. So thank you very much to the Keyspan guys and the LiPo guys that came out and got that accomplished
for
us.
You just love them. I mean, whenever I see them, I've been applauding them. And you know, unfortunately, a lot of people have been very rude in yelling at them. And these men are exhausted, and women who are doing it. They've been working 16-hour days. Some of them have come from far and wide, leaving their families behind. It's been cold. It's been such hard, hard work. And really,
well,
you know, if you see these people, kiss them.
The one thing that I am going to say, okay, now I understand people's frustrations. A lot of my friends still do not have power.
Yes, we know that.
You know, my friends who live out in Long Beach, and my uncle who lived in Neponset, which is right there on Rockaway Beach.
And in Merrick Belmore, they still have no power also.
Oh, yes, yes. But, I mean, like the main areas of devastation that people have been concentrating on mainly have been Staten Island, Long Beach, the Rockaways, and Lindenhurst, because I know that Lindenhurst took a beating.
We have a lot of clients in the area.
The only thing that I'm going to say is if anybody wants to have frustration for not having their power turned back on, then I suggest you concentrate on contacting your local government, okay? Because as Governor Christie will tell you out in Jersey, there were people from all over the country coming here to our aid, okay? And it was the state of New York, okay? Thank you, Mr. Cuomo, that basically turned these people away that were willing to work to get the power back on, to work on getting the trees untangled from the lines and everything else. These were professional trees, you know, tree guys. These were professional electricians that came from Kentucky, Tennessee, Texas. You name it, they came from there. And our lovely governor of New York said, oh, you're not union? Yeah, we don't need you. And it was Governor Christie over in Jersey that said, oh, New York doesn't want you? Come over here, which is why Jersey has been recuperating a lot quicker than New York, because unfortunately, if you're not in the union, you're not eligible to work in the state of New York, apparently, even though we are in a state of complete chaos.
Wow. And that is something that, you know, everybody's been just trying to, we got to get everybody to stop being so chaotic, too. Do you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But, you know, I always call...
Don't kill the messenger. These guys are working. These guys are helping. These guys are only doing what they're told they're allowed to do, and they're only doing it as fast as they can.
Exactly.
So, as frustrated as you are, don't be frustrated at the guys that are not getting to you today or not getting to you tomorrow. Be frustrated that the higher-ups that are in charge of what these guys are doing, okay, are the ones saying, you know what, they've got it and they don't need the help. when obviously the people that are standing, you know, in front of their houses that are operating on generators, you know, that also require gasoline in the time of a gas shortage, okay, that don't have generators at all, that are just sending their children to go stay with family members and friends while they're monitoring their homes because they don't want their homes to get looted.
I know, and it's been one of the
frustration towards people that deserve it. The people
exactly.
that are refusing to get us on our feet, the people that are refusing the help that is so needed because these guys that are working for Keyspan, that are working for LIPA, are overworked. They're working day and night in the cold. Now they're combating snow. Don't direct it. And they're doing what they're told to do. Direct it at the people that are basically not putting back to work the electricians that are union that have been laid off, okay, for the last 2 years, that have been sitting on their asses for the last 2 years, okay? They're not putting those guys back to work, and they're not accepting the help from out of state because those guys are not union. So if they're not going to really employ every electrician that's been on unemployment for the last 2 years, get the help that New York needs. Don't be mad at the guys that are doing their jobs. Be mad at the guys that are making it more difficult for those guys that are doing their jobs.
And let's be thankful for the people like my new neighbors who haven't even moved in yet, but a tree fell on their lawn, and it wasn't even their tree. And they, you know, the father who, you know, is helping a lot with that house just got his own tree people to cut the tree because LIPA won't deal with it unless the trees are gone. Believe me, the other neighbors didn't even thank him. He paid to have the tree cut down and for his own private electricians to move the wires back up. So that then we could get power. So sometimes it's if people have a tree that's down, they have to take care of the tree themselves, and even getting their private electricians in have helped. You know, to just those, you know, hiring people again who are out of work and yet can still do the job and get it done, so that LIPA then can get in there. You know, so I was grateful for that those people because we probably wouldn't still have power if they hadn't done that. So, you know, grateful to everybody who's been doing so much. And you know, all of us are a little strained. I know, I think we don't know what we're doing from one day to the next. Who, you know, I feel the same way here, too. So we're just doing the best we can.
Absolutely.
Now, I know we have a lot of callers, so you might want to just kind of dive
right
in. I had a few people who said they were going to call in and left me their numbers, but I don't see them here having called in yet. So unless they're calling from different numbers.
I got to tell you, I think that we might actually be at max on the phones right now. I got two pages over here of phone numbers here. So of all people that are trying to get through to you, Cindy, so I'm thinking that a lot of people out there need some very good news. So hopefully you're going to have you know, some very encouraging words to say to some of them. And we're going to dive right into the first caller. Just so that you know that we're addressing you, the area code is 510, and the last four digits are 3960. All right, so let's see who's waiting for us there, shall we?
Sure.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, and you're from California? Is that where you're
from? I am, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry that you guys are going through that right now.
I know, and, you know, it seems to be one place or another that gets a whammy, so... We're just happy to hear from people that are not in the same situation. So,
Totally.
Now,
totally,
your first name was, I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
It's Annie.
Okay, Annie. Now, I'm sure you've been waiting a long time, so you must have a lot on your mind, so you can just jump right in since we didn't have time to screen you beforehand.
Sure. I was just wondering if you could tell me how far off I am from meeting my husband and soulmate.
Okay, good question. And we always say that people need to say this prayer, pray for a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing. And you want to be a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit back. Right now, it looks like you've been working on yourself. And you're coming up as a very loving woman who's been hurt in the past. And the guy who's coming is also very loving. He's ready. A little bit of anxiety surrounding love for you. But I don't think you're totally still believing in it. It's also a very good year money-wise for you. And, you know, I think that's important to you, too. Money looks good. He's a very generous person who's coming, your soulmate. Did you let go of your ex now? There's no texting, talking, or anything anymore?
I did. And he even tried to come, you know, out of the blue, and I was like, no.
Okay, good, because he's still showing up here, so... You know,
he has he has like an attachment to me, but I'm just like, no.
Right, and it's also a very toxic, it's almost an addiction right now. But he, you know, it's not a question of him having loved you. You know, he knows what he lost, but he's not going to change. Have you realized you can't fix him and he's not changing?
Oh, totally. I'm done. Like, I know.
Okay, good.
Will never no. Done.
And
done.
Have you, you know, he was the what I call the prince that became the beast. You know, he had a lot of things about himself that you didn't know. And you have to get back to that place where you trust your judgment now, because I know sometimes when we've fallen for the prince that becomes the beast, we have a little bit of trouble wondering, oh, my God, how did I not see it? But he fools a lot of people. He's not that easy. You know, he's just pretty good at his manipulations. But this man who's coming is similar to you. He's had to learn a lot of the same lessons that you've had to learn, and mainly that's that we can't fix people. And he's very much wanting a committed relationship as well. And are you doing anything to find anybody, by the way?
I'm not, you know, I'm keeping open, and I'm kind of feeling who he is and kind of knowing, you know, what I want, and just kind of being that person that I want.
Okay, but do you do anything actually? Like, picture when you wanted to get, if somebody wants to get a college degree. It's very nice to sit there and think you want a college degree in your room. But you do have to, like, go register, look up places, go to school, study. Love is the same thing. Where we put our energies, things manifest. So if you're not really putting energies, you know, not just on a soul plane, but actually going places where you could meet some new people. And again, I always stress, we're not going there to meet our soulmate necessarily. We're going there to meet new friends who could ultimately lead us to that person. It's not
okay.
So much going, you know, if you go to a meetup, that's a fun thing. Like, people are into kayaking, they're into, you know, walking or biking. It has to be an event that you are interested in, so that you will meet other love-minded and like-minded people. But go there with the idea you want to meet some new friends. Even, you know, when there's singles events, the women are so busy being jealous of each other, they don't even talk and communicate. You could meet some friends. It could be her brother, her uncle, something. But it's really, you know, God can't airdrop lovers into our living room where we're watching TV. Mm-hmm. And the good people tend to be sort of not out there. Unfortunately, that's the case. How old are you, by the way?
35.
Okay, because you're close to my daughter's age, and she's 33. I mean, she hasn't had a date in 5 years, and she doesn't go out to really meet anybody. I'm like, well, how is this going to happen? Mm-hmm. And a lot of your generation is just sort of waiting for God to drop it in our life, and it doesn't really work that way, love. It works that we have to be taking steps toward it, and then it's kind of delivered, but it means, you know, really putting in your mind that this is the year you want to fall in love. Because I can't help but think when I have clients that come to me and they, you know, they're 40 and they want babies, they want a man. I'm like, you know, for 10 years you've done nothing toward this. I can't believe you wanted it. Because what
yeah.
we want happens. So if we're saying we want love but we're not actually doing anything, I think the universe is answering our fears, that you're more afraid to go out there and really find it. And again, I'm not saying going to, like, bars. That's not the point. The point is just expanding our friendships, and that's how we meet people, is expanding, you know, our friends and our world and, mm-hmm. you know, getting out there. Because this is really your year. You know, 2013 was a very good year for you, but it is kind of getting out there. And what I'm
yeah.
saying this to, is it making some sense to you why you do
yeah,
have
yeah.
to kind of get out there?
Oh, no, I understand. No, I do. I do meet up, and I do one on Saturday, and I, you know,
good.
I try to do things that interest me.
Right, and again, meeting some new friends is important, and, you know, kind of forgiving ourselves for perhaps getting involved with someone who didn't turn out to be who he or she was. And with soulmates, you know, 45% are offered soulmate love, 1% maintains it. So we've got to stop kicking ourselves in the head that if it didn't work out, and we did the best we could. That's all you could do. You're not responsible for his behavior. You're responsible for yours. And that's why you'll be granted another soulmate. It's a very, very good year ahead of you, by the way. Really, really good. So
Do you have an idea as to how long, how far out it might be?
it looks really round the corner here. So, you know, soulmates circle a full 5 years toward us. So he's already been circling about a year. So he's near. It's just you opening your heart and saying, I'm ready now. Because true love changes everything. It changes where we live, how we live day to day. You know, brings us into that realm of having children. And all mm-hmm. of that becomes a lot. So,
well, I've heard some people say like 2 months and some people say 7, and I just don't know.
Those kinds of things are never predictable, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's predictable that, you know, it's seeing that he's here, but there's a lot of free will. If he was supposed to go somewhere and then he decides today he has a headache and he doesn't want to go, that just changed things. You know, mm-hmm. Nothing is written in stone. You know, when I do predict something that's very much written in stone, it's already been a long time coming that way. There's really nothing anybody could stop. And that's usually a lot of negative karma incurred, by
mm-hmm.
the way. It's not positive things. But in cases of this, it depends if you're actually getting out there and following when your gut tells you to go somewhere. So those things are really, you can, if you're really in your mindset, I'm ready. You know, whenever I've said about love, I'm ready, I had enough of someone else and I'm ready, it always comes. So I know I manifest it pretty much when I say I'm ready. So, you know, you could practice that you're really ready, but being ready means I'm ready to change where I live. I'm ready to, you know, go that next step, moving in with somebody, having babies. I mean, it's a lot of things involved. It's a lot of fears involved. Are you ready
yeah.
for all the change that true love brings?
I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm ready. I really am.
Good.
I don't,
and that's half the battle, just being ready.
Yeah.
Again, you stayed a little too long with your ex, by the way.
A lot too long.
Okay, and that's what I have to tell people. If you know, relationships tend to work in 5-year cycles. If you stay an extra 2 or 3 years with someone that you knew you shouldn't have, you may have had another soulmate being brought into alignment with you, but your own staying with the devil you know made that soulmate be brought somewhere else to someone else. I mean, we have about 30 soulmates. He also, the other man also has 30 soulmates. If you're staying too long in a bad relationship, the universe doesn't punish that other soulmate for that. They eventually bring him in alignment. Then you've altered that soulmate, and now it takes time to bring another one into alignment. I mean, God doesn't bring two at the same time. It would be chaos in the world to have two people we love perfectly. Now, wouldn't that be something? So, you know, figure, you have to take, we all have to take some responsibility. If we've stayed too long in a relationship, a toxic mm-hmm. or mediocre, we've altered something. And when we
I
die,
know,
we
I
can,
know.
And so I'm just, and not saying it's a bad thing. We have more than one soulmate, but if it's taking a little longer than you want now, isn't it funny? You're dragging your feet and we're staying where we shouldn't be for 10 years. And now today we've made up our mind. Now, God, you got to bring me something now. You know, for you, you just have to wait because he is in close proximity to you, but a little bit of patience and knowing that he's coming. You have very good cards.
Do you think it'll be longer than like a year?
No. 2013 is your year in which your whole life changes in every way and for the better.
Okay.
So 2013 is around the corner. So it could be any moment now. But by the time a year from now comes, you should really have the life that you've wanted.
Wow.
So,
okay.
I mean, this is a good year. You know, everybody should have your cards. They're really very good. And again, I did have to bring up, you know, letting go of the ex and knowing, you know, learning those lessons which you appear to have learned.
Yeah,
so,
no, I let him go completely.
Good. And nothing looks bad in your cards, by the way. Everything looks good.
I'm excited.
Well, good luck to you, and let us know when love manifests. We love when we get the people calling in and saying, I found my soulmate. We love it.
All right. Thank
good
you.
Luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to go down to the 516-249-2316 because this woman has been Diane has been such a wonderful, loyal listener, but she's never gotten through. So she did listen to what I say. Sometimes you need to email CindyBella@Verizon.net, and I will put you through the next week because she's just going to be so excited because I think last week we were actually supposed to put her through, but we didn't have our show due to the storm, and I couldn't deal with the fact that I would have to do it from my iPad, which was I'd have to go to McDonald's to operate this, and believe me, I spent way too many hours in McDonald's.
Well, it's just I had no internet whatsoever. I had no heat, no power, no internet, no computer, no nothing.
And I just didn't want us to be under stress trying to figure out how we were going to pull
this
one off.
Because I was like, maybe my phone will work. I'm like,
I know.
Know.
I did the whole bit, too. And then I said, you know what?
Yes. For the first 3 days of the storm, I had no cell phone. My phone wouldn't work.
No, the phone.
I went to the area. I had to go 2 towns over to get cell service.
Well, that's when I felt really, really lost, was when the cell didn't work in the middle of the storm in the house. Now we have nothing. We have no power, no cell phone, but we did have our little portable radio that got News 12 on it. And when you have your News 12, you feel okay.
You know what? I have to tell you, Cindy, the funniest thing, and then we're going to get over to where we're at. Call you said, Diane. The funniest thing was my friend Tony, who lives out in Long Beach, stayed with his house. He sent his wife, you know, over with friends. And initially, Tony was going to try to make it out by me and Lisa, you know, with him and his wife or whatever. And they were more than welcome to stay in our house, you know. We prepared for them to come. But unfortunately, he wanted to wait out the storm to the last possible minute because, you know, he's got a lot of, you know, things in his house that he was concerned about. And by the time they made the decision to come out to Long Island, it was already too late. They couldn't leave. You know, like the water started coming up, and it was just terrible. So he got stuck there. So here this guy is who's just so technologically, like, savvy on everything, okay? Here he is in the dark with no cell phone, no way to charge his cell phone. His iPad is dead. His laptop is dead. Everything is done in Long Beach. He found an old Walkman.
Oh,
as he
no.
was going through the stuff in his house. Literally a cassette tape radio Walkman. He said it took him 40 minutes to figure out how to use it because he had never used one before.
Oh, my. But you were grateful for those things.
Oh, my God. He was like, this was my saving grace. He goes, it's a Walkman. He goes, I didn't know how to use it. He goes, it's been so long. He goes, I don't even know if I even had one of these. He goes, I used to have like a big, big one. He goes, I think this is my wife's. I don't even recall even owning this. He goes, but it took me a half an hour to figure out how to get it to work. And he goes, and that's what got me through.
I know, isn't it fun? It's just amazing.
Well, I think it's more funny that we're always going on to the bigger and the better. You know, we're always going on to the iPods and this and that and replacing the older technology. Meanwhile, in times like the storm, when you don't have electric and you don't have a means of charging, your newer electronics, it's the older stuff that just requires 2 AA batteries that comes through in a pinch that way. So, you know, just because it's newer and it's more compact and you don't have to feed it AA's or AAA's anymore does not necessarily mean that it's always the best thing for you, because you've got no way to operate those things in the event of a storm like Hurricane Sandy.
So we just loved our old battery-powered transistor.
Hey, sometimes that's the way to go, because you know you can change batteries. What are you going to do with an iPod that you can't charge? It's a paperweight at that point.
I know. I know we were charging our phones in the car.
Oh, God, see?
No wonder nobody had any gas left. We were driving around charging our phones.
Driving around charging them while you're looking for the gas for the gas stations that don't have gas.
We'll go over to Diane and let's see what she has to say.
Yes, and you said that was the 2316, right?
Yes.
All right. Hello, Diane.
Hi, this is Diane from Farmingdale. Hi, Cindy. I'm so glad I could get in touch with you.
I know, and you were so smart to remind me. Remember I said, please remind me.
Yeah, you did say that. It's been a little hectic, like for everyone. I was just listening to your show and laughing at what Nicole was saying. Hi, Nicole, and your show is great. I'm glad to hear that both you guys are physically well.
Right, and that was the most important thing, that everybody managed to be, you know, physically well through this. And
yeah, I've been through a few hurricanes myself. I just relocated back here. I'm from Seaford. A couple of years ago, I lived down south. I weathered Hurricane Katrina, so lost my home. And so, you know, it was upsetting for me emotionally, you know, more than physically. I was fine. Didn't have electricity for a few days, but my family in Seaford, MS, Pequot Park, they lost their home pretty bad. But everybody's physically well, and you just, you know, you have to rebuild.
Right, and that's part of it.
I try to keep a positive attitude because, you know, if I watch the media, I get, like, too upset.
Well, oh, don't even watch the media. It's not even worth
it. No, it gets me sick. And then I had a friend whose cousins were in Staten Island. I feel very bad for those people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just disgusting. I actually went with him to help him. His niece has a house that was underwater. So I went, and I physically I was fine and everything, but then emotionally, it really bothered me. So I said, I just can't do it. I can't physically go help them. I told him, it's too much for me. It's been a couple of years, but, sometimes it's a hard thing to get over sometimes. And then when you see other people suffering, you can't, you want to help even more. You're not a millionaire. You try the best you can, to donate or whatever you can do. So maybe next year, I help the Red Cross now and again. It's nice for people to, if they don't have money, they can physically go and help somehow if they're physically able to do it.
Exactly. And to do whatever people can do. I mean, I've been blogging a lot on our local Patchogue Patch, trying to get people to be.
And here on Long Island, too. I have a lot of friends that I've recently gone on Facebook and, attached to from high school, and, I felt really bad for them. But I also don't feel bad for people who have just been out of electricity a few days and they're crying and screaming and carrying on. I understand, but like Nicole said, LIPA is trying the best they can, and, these people need to get a grip.
And they didn't cause it. I mean, that's the
whole
thing.
It can always be worse. Long Island was very lucky.
We're sending missiles out to our politicians, everybody, as if it's their fault.
People have to be
a team.
But I've been trying to get in touch with you. I'll be fast because I know you probably have other callers.
Sure.
Two major things. I used to read cards myself years ago, but everybody's a little psychic, but, it's hard to read yourself, I guess.
In the past
few years since Katrina, financially, what I used to do for a living, I no longer can do physically. I used to be a colorist for Paul Mitchell, and I can't do that anymore. So I decided to go healthcare, and I've decided after 4 years feeling sorry for myself to go back to school. Do you see that really happening? Because
yes, I see. The card I got was going back to school.
Okay.
I'm doing very
well. Like transportation-wise, like physically I'm not 100% well. So I need to work on my health, a lot more. I'm trying, so I thought if I'm like a little scared to go back to school after being out of college for so many years, but I thought, once I do it, I'm sure like I'll be fine.
And older people tend to do better in school. But
okay.
But
because you know what it is? Like, my mentality is, like, still 25, even though I'm 48. So I thought maybe I'm not as fast as I used to be, but I thought, I'll just take it slower.
Right, take a few less courses. And we do have to reinvent ourselves quite a lot in this lifetime. So, going back to school, reinventing ourselves, and also learning to be, adaptable.
Well, I always thought, I was, a hairdresser, too. Like, I was, a bartender and priest. So I said, I never got paid for all my advice, so maybe I should go to school, and then I can help people at the same time.
Right.
I help people look beautiful on the outside, so I thought maybe I could try and help people feel good on the inside.
Very good. And, of course, that looks very promising. There's still a lot of stress in your head and
two things I want to ask about, relationship. I never had a problem making money, and then recently there's a lawsuit going on, and I thought a year ago I thought I'd be getting this money, and it's still pending. Do you see that happening? I go to court next week, and do you see some money coming in for me so I can actually move forward?
Okay, it looks a little delayed, just a little bit, and then I got the card with the scales of justice and the money coming. It's a little delayed.
Because it was 2 months ago, and I'm oh God, maybe for the holidays I can get a new car already. So
well,
you see that happening?
Like they're stalling it, and of course, due to what happened in the storms, that's even set the courts back a bit too.
You think it'd be longer than Christmas?
It could be because there's a little delays here, but it's coming soon.
It's already been granted. The judges is taking his freaking time.
Well, that's what's happening. And now because, they had the courts are so backed up and they move like snails, but it looks really, really good.
Okay, wonderful. The other thing was quick. I've been in and out of relationships on and off for years. I'm divorced a long time. I'm a strong person, and I might be a little picky, but, I always wind up picking men that are dysfunctional in some way. So, and love, like helping them. I've never really been in love, only once. And, you know, I have cared for them, but never really in love. I did meet someone through the internet, so I decided 2 years ago that I'm going to go online and try this. A lot of people meet people, you know, trying everything. And then the way that I think, you know, not, a lot of people think I'm a little strange. So, you know, it's like hard to meet someone just as spiritual as I am. I'm talking to someone now and decided to go on a date this Saturday. What do you think about that?
Okay, it's good that you decided to finally meet in person.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to do readings on people when they haven't met somebody yet.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of times people are not who they claim that they are.
Right.
And
well, he's
so
like my same. I've been looking for like a nice, educated Latin man. I'm Latin. And he's just, you know, his IQ is a little up there like mine. You know, I find a lot of men that I talk to. You know, I have a lot of gay friends, and my female friends are telling me, I said, you know, like, I wish I was gay. I just like women better. It's just I'm not. You know, you can't force yourself to be gay if
Nicole,
you're not.
Nicole, you're just loving it?
Yeah.
You're just loving it, Nicole?
You know, it's sad. I've had more female friends. I'm a strong female energy, you know, and a lot of men are, like, afraid of that. Yes, I'm feminine, you know, and then I have a gay friend that I love her for years, and you know, and she'll say to me, you know, I've gone to gay bars, and so I'm like, I'm not gay, Jesse. I just can't do it. You know, it's like,
well,
but I'd rather, because I, in past lives, I definitely was a male more than a female. So, you know, I'm just hoping that, like, I won't be alone.
No,
you're
not going to be alone. With this man, you know.
I really like him. I'm, like, connected to him. I feel like he's family. I can't explain it.
But, again, you haven't met him. So.
Oh.
People on paper, you just talk to him on the phone or do you
Oh, yeah,
email?
A lot. It's been like all the time, and it's weird.
And
I never do that.
Live?
I either like you or I don't. You know?
And where does he live in relationship to
you? He lives
in
Connecticut.
Okay, because there's a little bit of long distance here, and sometimes those are commitment phobes, and those are also sometimes he lives far enough away that you won't really know what he's up to or not up to. The distance bothers me here with him.
Oh, okay.
Because commitment phobes
can have...
I feel
like he's kind of truthful.
But commitment phobias can do a long distance thing because you're not close.
Oh.
I mean, it's a big thing in order for him to see you. It's a drive. He's got it. You know, it's not, he can't just spontaneously stop over. You can't spontaneously stop over with him. So there is a little something, there's a couple of red flags in these cards here.
Mm-hmm.
From the first date, you pretty much have to tell him you're looking for a committed relationship. Have you talked about that?
Yes, and I feel like he's stronger than I am. Like, I'm kind of getting scared off a little bit.
Well,
and I got to say to myself, no, I like him. What's the worst thing could happen? We become, like, really good friends. I mean, I just wanted to be, you know, like, actually, I was doing it to meet friends, but then if someone committed, fine. Like you said, I was listening to the show another week, too, and you said tonight, you know, we can have many soulmates. But I just, like, I'm not ready to get, like, emotionally connected, like I
well,
was with my last relationship a year ago.
The,
you know, I was like helping him, and I actually literally had to like force him out of my life.
Well, this
you know?
Is a level of love you could handle because he's a commitment phobe, and so are you. You're a closet commitment phobic. So, long distance things work for people who don't want to change their life on an everyday basis.
And I think I need to work on that just a little more because I've been alone for so long. It's going to be hard for me to. Now, plus, you know, I have a problem, you know, with men that are super strong. I grew up with a strong father, and, you know, I really don't like anybody telling me what to do. If you ask me, is another story.
Well,
telling
again,
me, and Latin men are very bossy.
Well, they were, learned they were the masters, and women were the slaves.
Exactly.
And the problem is that you keep being mommy to boys. You think you're getting a different archetype, that you're not going to have a man be your master. But if you keep picking men who are boys... That's the same archetype. It's not two equals. Soulmates are two equals, could stand separately. You're more comfortable being mommy to a bad boy than you are to have a man be your master. But when we're, like, with a man who can't make money or take care of himself, it's the worst kind of enslavement. We can't get out of that relationship.
Yeah, and then
broke.
I'm taking care of them. I mean,
right.
I wasn't even making good money, and I was taking care of the last guy. That's pretty scary.
Well, if you want abundance, God's saying to you, don't rescue every dead, beaten stray cat. You know, take care of yourself. God's saying, I got to take money away from Diane because she'd be rescuing every son of a bitch who claims there's no work. So sorry, Diane, I can't give you any money or any abundance. Sorry about that, but I got to get you the hell out of my way. If you listen to Cindy and you don't rescue anybody but yourself for a change, I'll give you abundance.
That's funny. That's really funny. You guys are like dead on. That's so funny.
And when you get your lawsuit, I don't care if you get $10 million, you have to learn to say, I'm sorry, but I have no money. And
yeah, that's
mind,
another thing. Like,
you.
I open my stupid big mouth, and other than my very best friend, who she's got addiction problems, and I can't ever let her go. You know, like, she's been good to me. She always had my back. So, like, you know, although she's like a sister to me. But my own family, like, other than my mother, is a very greedy. So
right, and I would advise
makes me
you.
Physically ill. I think that's why I'm also ill. I really let other people's crap bother me. So
and
I have to let that go.
And also because God says, now, if I didn't take your money away from you so you can't help people, I'm taking your health so you stop helping everybody.
Right. I
sometimes
think that's what it is. He's physically, because I'm too stubborn, so I have to learn. But I really, I'm so, you know, I just was really worried about this date. Should I go forward? You know, should I just
go
wait
forward,
it out and we're friends?
You're both
closet
commitment phobic, so I don't expect it to go anywhere. You know, if
he is
both,
too?
Well, that's why he's
well, like you said, it's hard to read it if I haven't met him yet.
But also people who would want to get involved with someone who lives a couple hours away.
Oh, he's only an hour. Like,
okay,
I'm in the middle of the island, and he's right over the ferry.
And again, it doesn't allow for you to just spontaneously stop over too much.
Well, I think that's why I like that, too. I don't like one,
all right,
someone knocking on my door without announcing themselves.
Well, this is the level of love.
Man.
You know, you may find that because it can't be more spontaneous, and he doesn't want that, because that's control freak. And love isn't about being a control freak. Love's about, you know, true soulmate love, you're not in control of how often you want to see the person, how much you in depth you love them. So sometimes people are trying to make things, you know, artificially control how close you can get through distance, or, you know, they want to call you but they force themselves not to. So I would examine your own commitment phobia. And you're a loyal person, and you tend to be loyal to a fault. So that means you pick up every stray cat. You realize he's stealing and robbing and cheating on you, and you're still loyal to him.
Right.
I don't blame you for being afraid.
He seems like a little like me. Like it's
no, he's
you know,
a
like
lot
his...
like you. No kidding. But two people who both have closet commitment phobia, it's he's scared, she's scared. The relationship never moves forward. It moves sideways. It never kind of goes forward. So, I mean, maybe together, you know, God brought you guys together as soulmates, and let's see if you guys can help, you know, heal each other and bring it forward. If not, you may outgrow him, and that may be what the lesson is, that soulmate love without commitment is
yeah, I don't have children, not that I didn't want them, and that's one thing that really bothers me. You know, of course I want
to have my daughter. She cost me a fortune. She's 32. I'm still paying her health insurance. I'll give her to you.
I'll take her. No, I always wanted some. I miscarried a few, but you know, I guess God, that was in His plan. But
no,
I think that's what it is too.
I
kind of don't want to meet someone that's got like tons of kids, but or someone that could spend time with me too. And he has kids, but they're grown. They're adults. Which is also nice.
Are there such a thing? I don't know about if there's such things as adult kids. I haven't had
well,
one yet.
When they're over 30, they should be on their own.
Not that generation.
I know, it's
going
true.
On. My daughter's
I know, my nephew's
going on 19.
At home, that's pretty scary.
Well, that's that generation. That's why I said this. You think they're grown, think again.
Yeah.
And but by the same token, if you wanted children you didn't have, and perhaps your soulmate has children and you will have grandchildren through him, and that will be the children you never had. That's what I'm seeing here. So lots of happiness for you in terms of having children that, you know, you will be yours through that person. Your dad has passed away.
Yeah, he's gone a long time.
Because your dad is the one who wanted me to speak to, and he's apologetic. I mean, he wasn't the worst father. You know, he provided for his children. He overstepped boundaries, no doubt, telling you know, a lot of things that parents have no right to tell. For instance, what job we should take and who we should love.
Yes.
And what religion
sounds
we should
exactly
practice.
Like him. Mm-hmm.
You know, he was, but a lot of it was done from fear. And I'll tell you, he's a really pretty good father up there, loving you from down here.
No,
he's
I know. Yeah, I know he is. I talk to him all the time because issues about my sister. You know, I don't have the best relationship with her, and we're trying again. You know,
watch your back is a message from your father.
That's what he said?
Yep. You know, you still think you can fix people and that people change. I'm going to give anybody listening the two traits together in a person over the age of 25 that make the prognosis of them ever changing in this lifetime 10% is narcissism, which means they rewrite history. They manipulate us, and judgmental. They're narcissistic and judgmental.
Those but you don't traits think not like love them. Can heal that?
Now,
none
if you keep thinking you can heal
they are.
You're insulting God, because God has no idea how to fix people. He's up there throwing craps, trying to figure out what wake-up call for this one, what wake-up call for that one. Your sister would have to earn a miracle, and she's not earning any miracles. So the point is, if you still think you can fix manipulative, judgmental people, you're going to find life is very hard. Run for the hills when you see a judgmental, manipulative person, narcissistic person. They believe their lies. They believe it happened the way they said. There's no change in fixing these people. They do wake up momentarily when the gun's at their head, when cancer's in their body, when they're in jail. But as soon
do you think
as the
my mom is okay with, I feel a lot of guilt about my mother trying to get her out of a nursing home. I just
she belongs in a
do
nursing
it.
Home.
It's, you know, I love, I'm very close to my mother. I've always been closer to her. She's, you know, like my friend and soulmate, you know. So I feel, you know, when I'm away, she's sad, you know, like when I'm not around. So I'm trying to make it like, you know, I figure with this money, her life will be better. Do you see it getting better?
But again, if God wanted you to be rescuing your mother, you would have health and abundance.
Yeah, because I kind of, like, she got a stroke in Katrina, and I kind of carried her home, almost dying. So she made it, and she survived, and she's got, you know, half of her her body back. Like, she lost her, you know, her speech and everything, but she, you know, can move on one side of her body. But, you know, it's, she's out of it, too. Sometimes she doesn't really know what's going on. But I know when I'm gone for longer than a week or two, she starts panicking. Like, she's happy to see my sister, but not as happy when she sees me.
You're asked to help her, to guide her, but to not to carry her cross. Her
mm-hmm.
cross is to be where she is right now.
Okay.
And that if God wanted you to take care of her, your
yeah, but I just wanted to
phenomenal.
See, you know, maybe even see her more. You know, like
yeah, you can go
out
see
once
her
I have
that's
a new
fine.
Car, her life will be better than just sitting in a nursing home in front of a TV.
Right,
you know?
And of course you could go visit her more, but if you're going to sacrifice your life for her, you're going to go into financial ruin. And eventually, when people cross over, it really bothers them that they put us in financial ruin.
Yeah.
So you have to take care of yourself. And you can visit her and you can see her. Your dad says he sits with her a lot in the nursing home. That's the job.
Oh,
and
good.
So does her mother. The dead sit by them. And as she's losing her mind, she's actually up there talking to your dad and her mother. And people sit with her. The dead sit with them, and they keep them company. They're really not as alone as you might think they are. And as long as you check and make sure they're taking good care of her.
Yeah, physically. I mean, the place is okay. It's better than I thought. And I have a couple of people, like, watching out for her. They're nice,
but,
a couple of the aides, you know.
Of
but
course.
I've been extremely nice to them, and, you know, I'm very straight up. So if it was just up to my sister, I'm sure it wouldn't be as good. My sister's, like, clueless to some things, you know.
Well, it's convenient to be clueless because then you don't have to do anything to help anybody or
yeah,
do anything with
selfish,
a problem.
But I just feel like all of a sudden it's like overnight, my sister's my best friend ever since there's money coming.
Well, that's what your father's saying. Aha. Uh-huh.
That's what you got to watch
did
about.
Did you hear
okay.
that? What did you just say? She's my best friend since the money comes. Narcissistic people know what they're doing. She's a manipulator. She knows that if she gives you a sob story, you'll rescue her, give her money. I'm telling you, Diane, if you want abundance, do not help people
mm-hmm.
who would not help you. Your sister, if you
yeah,
had no
people
money,
that have always
where's,
had my
where's
back.
Your sister
no,
when
too.
You're
even my aunt. My aunt's in trouble, but she had my back my whole life. You know, I've done
but
some things
different.
When I'm proud
you
of as a kid,
people.
And she was always supportive to me, my aunt. And my mother's sister, who hasn't even seen her yet because she can't afford to get here. So I want to send her a ticket and get her over here so she can see my mother.
Well, that's the difference, is that we help those who helped us. And people
oh, yeah,
who...
she's since I was a child. She's like my second mother. So I'm sad that she's suffering, but she gives me motivational speeches too. She's a very spiritual person, even though she's in trouble herself. So I just, you know, I figure her life, my mother's life a little better, you know. And,
okay.
you know, and maybe everyone will be happy. But, yeah, I was very happy that me and my sister started getting closer. But I've seen a few things that bothered me, and then I dreamed with my father, and I couldn't understand the dream. So thank you so much for getting you know, telling me what you told me, because I never dream with my father. It's been years. I mean, 20,
right.
he's gone 22 years.
You. He was the one that the strongest voice. Well, anyway, I want to try to get to another caller or two.
Yeah, let me let
over.
You go. We're talking way too long.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you, Diane.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Take care. God bless. Bye.
Okay, now I see you've been doing your screening, Nicole. And
there
were a couple
of
messages for everybody out there, especially those listening. We help those who would help us. And
Yes, we would. Okay, so we're going to go, actually. The two people that are now queued up are both repeat callers, Cindy. And we're going to go over to Kevin, all right, who is in Georgia. And he called you about a year ago. And the guidance that he was given was that he was trying too hard to get, you know, to, and he referred to them as intentions. So he was trying too hard to achieve those intentions. And the guidance that he was given was that he needed to kind of back off and let things come to him. And since that point, he's been in this protective cocoon. And basically what Kevin would like to know is he understanding this correctly? Is he doing the right things right now, or should he be more proactive at this time in his life? So let's go out to Kevin and let's see what you have to say. Hello,
Kevin.
You're on the air?
Yes. That was a very good summation. I'm trying to figure out. I have do a little bit of auto writing, and recently what came up, I have two intentions, and I've been working on them for several years. And basically, in my auto writing, it says the die is cast; it's already cast. And it wasn't a dire warning; it was more of a redemptive a message I got. And I think it's from one of my relatives. I'm pretty sure I know who it is. I keep the picture of them on my mantelpiece. But I'm wondering if you could use your talents and give me some clarity. Do I have to have a plan? I'm used to having a plan, working a plan to achieve my objectives. And the message I'm getting is that, no, that's you're going to get yourself further off course by working a plan.
Okay, well, it looks like this is a very good year ahead for you, by the way, 2013, because as we're approaching the new year, a lot of the new year cards do come up. A plan is a good thing, but you also have to figure out that it's not written in stone, the plan. And there's a lot of reverb. Are you, I don't know what the reverb is, but it's, do you hear that too, Nicole?
Slightly, but not really.
Okay, because there's a lot of reverb. Okay,
it sounds weird. It sounds weird to me, but it doesn't sound like reverb.
Okay, stop. Okay.
Okay.
You have a very good year ahead of you, but you do need to do, you now at this point, you've looked inward, you've figured out what you want, but now you do have to start taking some steps to make it manifest at this point. And do you have any idea what those steps are?
No, I don't have a clue. And that's what I've been asking for. I can work hard, but I don't know where to start and how to get there.
Well, that's because there's almost some baby steps you have to start taking in the direction. And the universe will guide you. They will guide you, but you have to take steps toward to have it manifest now. I'm seeing, you know, very good year in terms of your dreams are manifesting. There's children, something involving children in the picture. Is that what you're dealing with?
Wow, that's pretty good. I'm thinking about adopting. I'm in the Big Brothers program, and it hasn't been a very good work relationship due to the child's problems. I've had two of them so far. I thoroughly enjoy it. But one of the things I like to do, though, is I think I want to adopt. And I'm not sure if that's in the cards for me or not, but I was thinking
about
But
again,
about
you would have to do something toward the adoption process, which means you got to start filing paperwork and figuring out how it could happen. So that's something, if you want to adopt somebody, you're going to have to start doing the steps toward that. And you know, otherwise, where would this child come from? You know, you have...
I don't know where the child would come from. I'm not dating anyone right now, and if I do find someone who has children, that would be lovely. But right now I'm thinking about adoption. But I have to get my first financial house in order before I can do that.
Right, and that's why I said those steps you have to be doing to make this manifest, and figuring out how you're going to get your finances, and because otherwise you have to do something or nothing's going to change now at this point. It's up to you to start making those dreams manifest one way or the other. But, you know, I do see you with a wife and children in these cards, so that's something important. It may come through a woman who's been divorced or has children, but it's, again, you have to get out there and meet people. And that's something that you can start doing. Do you go out there to meet anybody at all?
I do, but I'm 63, and when I go out there and meeting people, they're much younger than me. I'm in pretty good shape. I exercise with the younger generation most of the time, but the age difference between me and the people I'm meeting is quite large.
Right. Well, that's why I said even you could, if you're dating a woman your age, it could be you're gonna maybe be influential over her grandchildren more than her children at this point. But it's really, you know, if you're deciding to adopt, you're getting older now, you know, that will work against you in terms of adoption at this point. So it's kind of, can you be a foster parent? Could you work on that? That would provide income and also have you foster a child that later on maybe you could adopt if that's in the cards. But there's, you know, try for
that.
I was
wondering if your gifts, I'm keep on getting... I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you that, you know, I have to go out and work for it. But every time I go to my order writing, it says it will come to you.
And again, is it talking about that, or is it talking about something else?
It's talking about both intentions, the financial and the relationship.
But so far, it hasn't been coming to you at this point.
That's right.
And how long has it been saying it will come to you?
Maybe 3-4 years.
And again, to do our own psychic things, like, you know, to kind of figure out what it means to yourself isn't the best way to do things. I never read my own cards, by the way. And
okay.
The one time I did it recently, I'll tell a funny story, was my husband he's very responsible, very reliable. And I thought he was just going out to the bank, and what he probably told me, because I had people in the house doing readings, was that he was going out to the boat. And I said, okay, so maybe he went out to the boat, which is about an hour and a half away. But when it started getting dark, and it's 10, 11 o'clock at night, it's not like him not to call. And I started getting a little scared, but I'm a psychic. I'm saying, no, it's probably his phone isn't working. But finally, you know, I just said, oh, let me pull some cards. Now, when I pulled the card, if I was reading somebody else's cards, I would say he died. That's what the cards look like. And then I went like this. No, that's not true. And then I heard the spirit say, then why'd you ask us? And then he called the next second that the phone hadn't been working. He was fine. But the universe was saying to me, if you're going to ask us a stupid question, we're going to give you a stupid answer. And that you shouldn't be pulling your own cards. If your own gut told you he was fine, why are you pulling cards? Obviously, whatever you're getting is not really the message for in here, because you have to do something to manifest that. It can't just come, certain things can't just come to you that unless you start doing something. And I'm seeing the changes coming as soon as you take a step forward in one way or the other.
Okay.
So, you know, it probably means it will come to you, but that could mean it will come to you when you do your steps forward. But I'm not seeing, right now I'm seeing, if you've been 3 or 4 years waiting for it to come to you and it hasn't come to you, I would say it's time to be a little more proactive.
Right. I agree.
The universe usually brings us stuff when we take a baby step forward. I'm not saying you got to do a lot here. I'm just saying take that baby step forward, and then it will. If it's already written in stone, that means go take your steps and follow it, and you'll manifest what you need to manifest.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm seeing children and a woman in this card, so it's good cards.
Okay.
Just move forward and let us know what happens. And there is an uncle that watches over you a lot. Do you ever think about him?
I thought it was a grandfather. I don't know any uncles that well, and I don't know the grandfather.
Appears to be a great uncle. It appears to be a great uncle, by the way.
I just know there's someone, Joseph Campbell calls it hidden hands. Someone's helping me, or some things are happening because I've been in this protective cocoon for quite some time, and I think it was a time for me to grow at that time, but I know an outside force is helping me.
Right,
there's
always outside forces. And most of the time they don't want to be identified, by the way. It could be somebody from this lifetime, could be someone you never know, could be if you're an artist or a writer, it could be an artist or a writer. We don't always... I usually trust the source of things. Sometimes they don't identify themselves fully and clearly, but it's definitely there to help you, but you also have to, on the human plane, take the human steps forward. The world can't do what Earth people can do. The universe can't do that. And so if
right.
Earth people have to pick up a tree and put the wires back on after a storm, God isn't going to do that. So if it's things
that
the people on the Earth plane have to do, they have to do it. And so I don't think you're doing what the universe wants you on the Earth plane to be doing right now. And that's,
right.
You know, really taking those steps forward. They'll guide us, but we have to take the baby steps forward. We have to actually do the walking and walk the walk.
I agree. Okay.
Well, good luck to you. I'm going to try to get to Dorothy in Maine because we have just a few minutes left, and I know she's been waiting a long time.
Okay.
Good
Thank
luck
you
to
for
you,
your time.
Kevin. Bye. You're welcome. Okay.
All right.
We've got Cindy. Dorothy in Maine.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. All right.
Hi.
Hello, Dorothy. Now, Cindy, Dorothy is checking back with you. She's got a couple of people piquing interests, and she needs a love life, you know. She needs a love life update, baby.
Okay. So is there someone you're interested in now?
There are several people that are showing an interest, and I like it.
Good. And that's actually getting you to feel good about yourself. And one of the guys isn't quite what he says he is, but that's okay. Learn to trust your judgment.
I can't figure out which one that would be. Well, I do know there's one guy that, as far as I can tell, his interest in more is more in playing. And I've just, for a few days anyway, I've just decided that I'm going to show up as available to you on Yahoo, but you can contact me. I just want to see how, you know, where you're going to go with that one.
Right. And of course, you know.
And he doesn't.
Right. And you know, the players, they're not looking for commitment. So, you know, why should we change them? Somebody's not really looking for what we're selling. You could have fun in games if that's what you want. It's a nice man showing up in these cards, very loving. And, you know, looks like a kind of a fun year ahead for you, if you allow it to be. Is it like a match.com type of thing that you're going on?
The people that have been showing an interest have been from a place called, it's not Match, it's called Smooch, and it's a friendship and dating site. But there have been people that have shown an interest on Tagged, which is also friendship and dating. When I started out, I was just looking for friends, and just recently I decided, since there's a guy in Ireland that hasn't been paying attention for quite a while, I just decided, okay, I'm just going to change my status on the other site to up for anything and see what transpires.
Right. And again, up for anything, you're going to get some sex addicts. Don't be surprised.
Oh, well, I'm used to that. That's no news to me. Believe me.
Just checking. And
I'm well aware.
But no, this is a year of, you know, looks like well leading you to a relationship. Have some fun. I'm not seeing immediate love here. but kind of just things look pretty good in the cards. Again, if you are looking for a committed relationship, you got to kind of say it. Or you're going to just get people who really just want fun and games and don't want
right.
to commit. And at first you only wanted friendship, so that was good. But if you do want a committed relationship, you're going to have to put that energy out there, or the universe will keep bringing you people who really aren't sure what they want. Eventually,
that's
you'll tire
true.
Of that. You know, God gives us the level of love we can handle. If you just want friendship, that's what you get. If you're afraid of commitment, you get the commitment, folks. You know, if you're a person who wants commitment, you draw the people who want commitment. So you have to be clear in what your intention is and what you want. Otherwise, the universe will bring you people who really are not going to step up to the plate. Once you're clear on it, there's a really good guy here, by the way.
Yeah, because I know I was supposed my father came through to somebody not too long ago saying it was going to be a good Christmas for me because he pointed out Christmas is a hard time for me. It's always a sad time.
Right, and of
course, I was alone until a few days after when my best friend and I get together, but, you know.
No, it looks like it should be a nice year for you. Of course, your dad does always watch over you.
Yeah.
It looks like a good year for you in general, 2013. But, you know, try to find something you can have fun with Christmas time if that's, you know, I don't know if you're going to be able to manifest love between now and Christmas, but it certainly looks like you should be able to manifest some friends and things to have a not such a lonely Christmas. I'm not seeing a lonely Christmas here, so.
Well, that's a good thing because, it's always a few days after my best friend and I get together because she has family and my family's, you know, I have one first cousin, but he and his wife live in South Carolina, so I'm by myself.
Right, and again, there are some meetups for people who are alone on the holidays and things. You may want to check some of those out because, you know, you're not the only one in that boat.
There's more people, and I can feel for them, believe me.
Right, and it looks like a very good year ahead of you. Again, be clear in your intention because God will bring the level of love that you can handle.
Great.
So, it looks like a good Christmas. Anyway, we've got to wind up our show. Thank you for waiting, everybody.
Thank you.
Nicole, thank you so much.
Oh, anytime, Cindy, and thank you.
Okay, and everybody, thank you for calling in, and we'll speak to you all next week.
Take care.
Bye.